Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Monday, the 16th of March 2026. Today's topic is The Old Shall Pass Away. Our text today is taken from Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 8. Verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Verse 3. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Verse 6. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Our memory verse is taken from Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Tears are a common part of life here on earth. Tears of grief, sorrow, pain, suffering, remorse, disappointment, failure, and frustration. However, the passage under consideration in our devotion today reflects the complete removal of all sufferings. The act of God wiping away tears from his saints symbolizes his compassionate response to human suffering and willingness to grant ultimate victory over sin and death. The hope of heaven, the eternal dwelling place of the redeemed, makes believers to endure challenges in this present world with joy. Heaven is the hope given to us in Christ in the midst of all fearful events of our days. Beloved, God will open up a new future for you if you repent of all sins and accept Christ as personal Lord and Savior. He will forgive you and wipe away all your tears and sorrows. Be rest assured that God is preparing a lot of things for you, but you need to endure to the end to enjoy them. Quote for the day: Endure to the end. The challenge for today is: The promise of heaven is for those who overcome. Prayer. Lord, make me an overcomer so that I can dwell eternally with you. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheroveryday.app. or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.